I'm going to read out of 1 Samuel chapter 17 here in a moment. Verse 1 says, "Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shoco, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shoco and Ezkah and Ephesdammon. And Saul, the men of Israel, were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And they went out, and there went out a champion out of camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. This man, he went out and he challenged Israel. And he said, 'Send me a warrior to fight against me. And if he wins, we'll be your servants. And if we win, you'll be our servants.' And so a young man by the name of David, he was at home tending to his sheep, and his father said, 'Hey, go check on your brothers in the battle. See how they do. They're in the army.' And he does. He goes up there and he took some provisions for them. And he gets there and he hears this Goliath. And this Goliath is talking about how he's going to take over and how he's going to defeat, and he's defying the armies of God. Goliath was right at 10 foot tall. And David heard this, and David said, 'I'll go fight him.' And they're all like, 'David, you can't do this. It's ridiculous. You can't go fight this man.' And this is what David said. He said in verse 33, he told King Saul, he said, Saul said, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, 'Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his hand. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God.' David said, 'Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine.' And Saul said unto David, 'Go, and the Lord be with thee.'" Now you're probably thinking, you know something, Pastor? What's this got to really do with what's going on? You know, what's this got to do with Brother Mike? Well, we all face some giants in our life. I've faced many giants. Me and Brother Mike's talked. He's faced many giants over the years. He's a Vietnam vet. He's told me some few little stories. He's had heart trouble over the years, and he's faced a lot of giants. And Mike realized something, though. There's only one way to really defeat a giant, and that's by the power of God. Now, we're all going to face giants in our life. You see, by Mike putting his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he defeated the giant. See, there's a giant we're all going to come across one day, and it's called death. And that's a big giant. And I'm going to tell you something, everybody's going to face that giant. Don't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter how poor you are. Doesn't matter what your stature in life is. We're going to face those that one giant. But you know, you may look at him right now and you say, well, he's dead. Let me tell you something. That right there ain't Mike.
That's right.
See, we're not a body with a soul. We're a soul that has a body. And Mike defeated that giant because he put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for our sins. And he overcame death in the grave. Because Jesus hung on the cross and now, oh, he's dead. And they put him in a tomb. And guess what? All of his apostles were looking. They were like, well, he's in the tomb. They wasn't out looking for him. His mother and Mary Magdalene and several women, they go to the tomb. And they wasn't looking for Jesus. They were going to anoint a body. But you see, Jesus come out of that tomb. Victory over death. And because of what Mike did in August 2013, he has defeated this. See, Mike's alive with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that. I want to tell you something from my heart. If I didn't believe what I'm telling you today, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't. I'd be off fishing, doing something. But I wouldn't be here. But I believe that. And I know one of these days I'll see him again. You see, Mike came to me. 2013, August. We cut a bunch of trees and limbs and junk, and we were cleaning up. And I didn't know Mike real well. And he had come on Sunday mornings, you know, with Nita, and he'd speak to me, and we'd call a work day. He'd be there for the work day. And he walked out there, and he said, hey, Pastor, can I ride with you? I'm like, well, sure. I mean, I'm just going from the front to the back. You know? And so he gets in the truck with me, and you know Mike. Wow! Whoa, Mike! All the way back there, and I'm over there, you know, like, I don't know whether to say, hey, Mike, or what do you want? I learned over a period of time, I just ignored that. And now I miss it, because in church it was, amen. And we've got our messages on sermon audio. What a blessing. I can go back and hear him in all of my messages. And Mike gets in the truck with me. We ride back there. He ain't said much. We get out and we pull the limbs out. We go back around here. We load some more up. Pastor, you mind if I ride with you? And I'm like, yeah, Mike, get in. I knew something was going on. And I'm thinking, yeah, if he can chew me out for something. That's what happens to pastors. And I get around there and we unload it and we get back in the truck and we pull around here and we stop. And he opened the door and then he shut the door. He said, I didn't talk to you. I said, okay. He said, you know, you've been preaching this thing about salvation and about getting saved. He said, I don't understand. I said, Mike, I thought you were saved. He said, no. He said, listen, he said, if I die right now, he said, I'll go to hell. And I'm like, oh, you know, okay. And so we start talking. And I told him what he needs to do. I said, you need to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, you need to repent of all those years. And I said, and ask forgiveness. And tell God, I said, confess to God that you know who Jesus is. You know that he died for your sins. And ask him to save you. He said, just like that. I said, Mike, if it's from your heart, I said, that'll work. I said, you'll be saved. I said, he in no wise will he cast you out. He said, all right. He said, I probably need to do that maybe this afternoon. I said, okay. I said, you know, and he goes open the door, and he shut it again. He said, you know, I better do that right now. I said, well, Mike, I said, so, how do I pray? I mean, really, how do I pray to God? And I said, just like me and you are talking. And he said, just like we're talking back and forth. And I said, yep. And he pulled his cap off, and sometimes you'd rather him not. He pulled his cap off, and he threw it up on the dash. He said, well, God? And he kind of got quiet a minute. He said, well, you know the kind of life I've been living. He said, I have over the years. And you know, I was in the Navy. And he said, you remember that time? And he went through a few things. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And then he stopped. And he said, you know something, God? He said, I don't have to tell you all this stuff. He said, you know. He said, I'm sorry. He said, forgive me where I failed you. And he said, please come to my heart and save me. He looks at me and he said, I'm saved? And I said, Mike, if you believe that from your heart, I said, you're saved, brother. You know, from that day forward, I think he missed 3 services. And one, well, 2, I think, was because he was sick. He went up to Ice Fish and he let me know. He said, I'm going to Ice Fish this weekend. I won't be at church Sunday. And I said, Mike, that's okay. I said, you do what you got to do. He showed back up Saturday night and he come walking in here Sunday morning. I said, I thought you'd Ice Fish. And he said, too cold. And, you know, I said, I watched him grow in the Lord, and yeah, he still has some problems. Listen, I still got problems. I ask the Lord for forgiveness for my sins all the time. None of us are perfect. But Mike was at service Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. He came for youth meetings. Whatever we did, he was here. And Mike stuck by me. He was like my right arm. Man, I could say something about doing something. Bang, he'd come up, Pastor, when are we going to do this? I said, tomorrow, about 10. No problem. Me and him probably repiped most of this place with water from when our trees got turned over and it dug up some lines. Me and him swim. We've repaired water lines and we've done some finagling around. I call it Mike ingenuity. It's working. But, you know, Mike asked me to do one thing. For him, he come to me in July this past year, and he asked me, he said, listen, he said, I got my funeral arrangements done. I'm like, okay. I didn't think of Mike as 73 years old, really and truly. I started a young adult class. Mike was in my young adult class. You know, I even mentioned it. Somewhere, you know, 18 to 30s, 40s. Mike was there. And I'm going to pick on his wife. Mike, they'd be sitting in my Sunday school class, and both of them are. And Mike would look up and he'd, me! You know, Mike's a sweetheart, and I'm going to miss him. We all are. But I want to tell you something. He asked me to do one thing. He said, you tell them what you told me. He said, that's really what I want you to do. And I'm going to tell you. This is exactly what I told Mike, the exact scripture I told Mike, the day he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in the Bible. It's in Romans, chapter 10. A lot of people know right where it's at. We can all quote it. It said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm
will tell you.
Mike heard me preach that. He heard Brother Larry Fry preach that. He's heard other people preach that. And finally, the Holy Spirit said, Mike, you're going to a bad place. There is a place called hell. Doesn't matter what TV tells you or gangs tell you. It's a place called hell. It's real. Today, seriously, you came here. You've looked at Mike. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, if you've never at some point in your life called upon him like Mike called upon him, I'm going to tell you something. This is truly the last time you'll ever see Mike. But if you do know the Lord as your Savior, listen, I'm going to miss him. I miss him already. I told somebody a couple of days ago, I said, hang on, let me call. And I said, never mind. AT&T don't work in heaven. But I'm going to be with him again one day. David, King David had a son, that little bitty baby born, and it was dying. God told him it was going to die. And he prayed and prayed and prayed, because you never know, God might change his mind. Listen, Mike had a heart attack Friday. I showed up just a few minutes after the first one. Was there with his wife. He had the second one at 10:30. And we prayed. I pretty much knew in my heart, Mike's gone. But we prayed, because you never know what the Lord might do. But David, his son died, and the servants told him, he said, your son's dead. David got up, cleaned himself off, said, hey, give me something to eat. And they said, wait a minute. While he was alive, you wouldn't have nothing to do with it. You didn't want to eat. He said, listen. He said, while he was alive, you never know what God might do. He said, but he's gone now. He said, he can't come back to me, but I can go to him. As bad as I miss Brother Mike, and going to miss him a lot when I'm out here working, and there's going to be some days that Nita's going to miss him. There's going to be some times that his sons are going to miss him. His sister, his two brothers, they're going to miss that phone call, his grandkids. But you know what? Mike wouldn't want to come back here. What do we have here? Sorrow, pain, suffering. He'd have to go back through all kinds of sicknesses again. Mike don't want to give up what he's got. Listen, Mike is in heaven on Street of Gold and seeing Jesus Christ face to face. We've already discussed, he's probably talked to Peter and said, the reason you couldn't catch fish, you wasn't using the right lure. Not that I ever seen him catch any. But you know what? It's true. Mike wouldn't want to come back. But I'm going to tell you something. If you want to see Mike again, maybe you're here and you say, you know what? I know the Lord's my Savior. I don't have a problem with that. You will see Mike. One of these days, you will see Mike. One of these days, Jesus is going to come in the air, and he's going to call us all home. The dead in Christ is going to rise first. And then we, which are alive, is going to go up, and Mike's going to reunite with that body of his, and it's going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. I don't understand all that, nor do I want to. All I know is, guess what? I'm going to have a body just like Jesus. I'll be able to walk through the wall and sit down and eat. Do I understand it? No, I don't have to. But I know where Mike is. If you want to go there, there's only one way to get there, and that's through Jesus Christ. Amen. The same way Mike got there. Amen. Let's all bow our heads and close our eyes. It's as simple as the prayer that I talked to Mike about and that he prayed to the Lord. It's as simple as saying, God, I know who Jesus is. I'm repenting of the things I've done. I'm asking forgiveness of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, and I believe he can save me. Please, Lord Jesus, save me. It's that simple. And if you pray that in your own words, from your heart, believing that,
right now or this afternoon, whatever it may be, you'll have a guarantee, I promise you, on the authority of the Word of God, you will be in heaven one day. You will see Mike again. Our most kind and gracious Lord, we do thank you, Lord, for each one that has come here in support of Nita and Mike's sons and sister. Lord, my prayer is today that if there's one in this room that does not know you as Lord and Savior, that, Lord, they would pray and they would ask you, Lord. They would tell you that about Jesus. They would tell you, Lord, that they know that Christ died for them and to forgive them of their sins and ask them to save them. Lord, you've said if anyone calls on your name, whosoever, you would not turn them away. We thank you. Lord, I do ask that you bless the remainder of this service. Have your will in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Nina, Michael and Donald, if you would. This flag, correct me if I'm wrong, little USS Arizona is Hawaii, right?
Yes, sir.
Mike wanted this, that was one of his requests. He wanted this flag buried with him. His two sons, Michael and Donald, are going to follow that. If you would, and hand that to his wife.
This one doesn't increase. You just pull out the right ones. Let me back together. Just the right ones.
Brother Craig, would you come up? I had debated on whether to do this or not, but it was one of Mike's songs that he really, really liked. And I kind of sprung this on you, brother. For some reason, we don't have a song, brother. Well, we would do this song, and Brother Mike would pat his foot. He'd sing along with it. And so I told Sister Nita that I didn't see why we couldn't do this.
Oh, I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Savior, you take him too. Oh, I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. While he's calling you. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord.
Let's all stand. We're going to leave here in just a few minutes, and those of you that would like, we're going to go to Boulder City to the Veterans Memorial Cemetery, to just follow in. We're going to the chapel, is my understanding, and that's where the color guards and all for the military burial. Afterwards, we're going to come back here. The family has asked that everyone would come and that will and have fellowship with them. We're going to be having a dinner in this room right here next to us. And so we'd love everyone to come back here. The doors will be open. So if you get back here before everybody else does. And actually, what I'm going to do is we're going to dismiss in a word of prayer I'm going to go ahead and do the blessing on the food as well, so that when people get back with the family, they can go ahead and start partaking. So I think most of you know where it's at, but if not, you can follow us all up. And, we're going to try to stay in line as best as possible from here to Boulder City. Thank you all very much. And if you'd like to talk with me, like Mike did, that's not a problem. You let me know. And I'd be more than happy to talk with you, to pray with you. And I appreciate each one of you. I know we're going to miss Mike. That's a normal thing. Listen, God designed us that way. It's okay to miss Mike. But we know where he's at. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. And Lord, that by knowing you as Lord and Savior, by trusting in you, that Lord, we know one day we can be in eternity with Christ. And with so many other loved ones we know that have went on before us. Lord, I do ask blessings. Ask, Lord, that you would lay your hands on Sister Nita and on Donald and Michael and Charlotte, Lord, in the days to come, because, Lord, there's going to be times they're going to be missing him and looking for him. And Lord, just comfort them. Lift them up. We thank you for that. Lord, we do thank you for each one here today. We ask blessings on each one of those that are here, their families they represent. Lord, we do ask blessings on this meal that was prepared for the family and the guests. And Lord, bless that to the good of our bodies. Strengthen us, Lord, for your service. And these things we pray in Christ's most precious name. Amen. Amen.